I could be what you needed. Is Muse your muse, Sam? Or one of them?
Indeed.
They are one of your muses?
Like Radiohead, if Radiohead was still rocking and had pianos
or
keyboards.
They're not rocking anymore?
A little bit, but not as much as, you know, Benz or as much as they used to.
Yeah.
But I hear lately the concerts have been pretty rocking.
Cool.
But I can't get a ticket for it because they're just too damn large. But yeah, I've seen a bunch of Radiohead shows and they're awesome live.
I like Pablo Honey. That's a good album.
That's good. That's
okay.
That's
Computers,
good stuff.
one of the favorite ones too.
Yeah, the first three are very nice.
But I'm a music dork, so I usually try to avoid stuff like that when I talk about it. It's always kind of embarrassing having people like you tuning your guitar, and I'm totally clueless to chords and things like that. So, are you ready to perform?
Yes. Yes.
What are you gonna do for us?
I will do "Lover" because we love everybody listening right now.
They said we don't love them on the chat, but we do.
Were they talking to us?
I
don't know.
So.
It's hard. It's hard to tell. But this song will prove that that is untrue. This is called "Lover." It's the self-tuning fork.
Love, love, there's so much about you. The way you blow my mind all the time. Lover, lover, can't go on without you. I'll show the world your mind. Oh, you enter the scene. My heart stopped beating. I wanted to see about you, baby. A life so complete. You heard me saying nobody wants to be lonely. Lover, lover, there's so much about you. The way you blow my mind all the time. Lover, lover, can't go on without you. Yeah, show the world your mind. Oh, I come move far away where you came driving through the mountains so high. Well, I have fallen for the girl of my dreams. She heard me saying this is a taste so sweet, my darling. Lover, lover, there's so much about you. The way you blow my mind all the time. Lover, lover, can't go on without you. I'll show the world your mind. Oh, I.
Ow!
Ooh, 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 ooh. This is a taste so sweet. My darling, lover, lover, there's so much about you. Where you blow my mind all the time. Lover, lover, can't go on without you. Show the world your mind. Oh, I love her, love her, love her, love her. Lover, lover, lover.
Thank you.
If I could light a match, I would. But
yeah, I like the mid song. Cheers. Made it feel live. That was good.
I'm glad. I'm glad that
Thank you
appreciated
Thank you.
It.
That was "Lover."
That was
great. All you lovers out there.
Well, what was the what's the is there inspiration behind that song?
Yes, indeed. It was basically about my beloved, and you know, the first time that there's is actually some truth and some fiction. It's of course a beautiful love story and a love at first sight. In this case, it was kind of like, oh yeah, we're friends, you know, high school buddies, and then after college, like, hey, you're actually hot. But the part about come move far away was the period that we were doing the long distance dating. And she came out and moved to LA.
This is your current girlfriend?
This is.
Oh.
My love.
This is the one who's listening on the chat and who called to tell us that.
She is tech support. She is tech support.
I need to give her a job as tech support all the time on my show.
Yes, thank you. And hopefully everything's coming in loud and clear right now. And that actually went out to her, especially, because she wanted to hear it before she had to go to bed and wake up and teach America.
No.
You know, 10 months out of the year, it's for the kids. But in a week, when winter break hits, it's about the vodka. So
Sam's cool. In love with the teacher.
Yes.
Aww,
you
got
to love somebody who gives their life to kids.
Definitely. It's a good career.
I like kids.
You rock, Jamie.
That's why she's Jamie Girl Rocks. Cool.
That was a very poppy song, though.
Thank you. I am kind of poppy.
Do you usually write poppy stuff?
Yeah.
There's some stuff that was probably your poppiest song, I think.
You think so?
I think so.
I think the pop kind of comes out a lot more when I'm doing the acoustic.
I don't know.
Same with piano. Like, I'll just sit down and I'll just write a song like...
I don't think you wrote that one, though.
I did. It sounds like something off of the White Elm, right?
Rocky Raccoon.
Is it? Does it sound like Rocky Raccoon?
Yeah.
Rocky Raccoon checked into his room only to find Gideon's Bible. All right, damn you.
Well,
I didn't claim it as one of mine. I just, you know.
Well, you could totally play tricks on me because I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I just heard Behind Blue Eyes, but not by The Who, by Limp Bizkit.
Because in the middle it goes, ew. if you didn't know who you were listening to,
it has a speak and spell. Remember speak
and
spell?
That's a speak and spell.
They're so awful.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And he's making out with Halle Berry in the video.
Yes.
Ooh, pardon me. As I belch all over the mic condom.
So many people have belched on that microphone, Sam.
Hence the mic condoms.
Yeah.
But exactly. Yeah, I mean, I've got definitely some more moodier stuff, but. I'm a pop guy. That's the stuff that really excited me.
The pop stuff?
The pop stuff, yeah.
Really?
I think, you know, I'd like to, you know, do a record with Beach Boys harmonies and lots of piano and stuff would be definitely cool. But right now I'm kind of more into the rock and I'm feeling the rock. I'm not sure if that's a LA influence on me, but there's definitely seems like a harder edge
town. The new stuff is more rock than pop?
New stuff is definitely... Yes, although this new song that Mike and I came up with is like Posies-ish, so it's got the pop but with a little bit of a harder edge. But there's a song going to disco that's definitely right back in there with the Nirvana, Soundgarden kind of vibe. So going back to like 1993 when I was first picking up a guitar.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Nirvana's like the Beatles to the generation now. Let me tell you about Kurt Cobain, like, you know, Paul McCartney or John Lennon. It's the kids today are pretty ignorant when it comes to music.
And I noticed that you had a link on your site about the who killed Kurt Cobain thing.
Yeah.
Are you a believer in the whole conspiracy?
I think I am. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm always I'm so open-minded. I flip-flop a lot, but there's a lot of weird stuff. Like, he had three times lethal amount of heroin in his system, you know? I mean,
think Courtney did it?
I don't think I think she might have arranged it. Yeah. Yeah. I think she might have. Have you looked into it?
I actually went to that site that you linked.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it a little bit today during work. And I was kind of like, oh,
I could
get into this. I could read that book.
I could loan you the book.
Right.
Yeah. There's some. And I was talking to the investigator. Because the thing is, we'll go into it briefly. Courtney Love hired an investigator to find him when he went AWOL, you know, from the rehab clinic. He was at a rehab clinic before he died, and he went AWOL, and Courtney Love hired an investigator to find him, and the investigator came out and said that Courtney had something to do with it. So that's kind of strange.
Well, sounds interesting.
It is a little weird.
I might have to do some reading.
You might have to.
So should I play another song?
If you want to.
Think?
You know,
maybe like
CSULB. CSULB. KBH.org. It's just KBH. Come on, harmonize. .org.
Can't sing.
All right. Let me play a newish kind of song. But you know what? Maybe we should, because you brought this song on the acoustic kind of demo-ish. It would sound cooler.
This song is on the acoustic.
Yeah, it would sound cool. We're going to be playing this song on Thursday at the Joint, full band rockin' version. This is kind of like the demo version that, it's part of the acoustic EP that is being completed, called Absent Runaway. And it should probably be done around February, I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. But, you know, priorities. Things get jumbled up. But I think it'll definitely come out, because I like to put out new stuff at least once a year.
And if anybody wants to hear more Feathergun, go to feathergun.com.
.com.
And you can hear the whole album.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's streaming up there. So rock and roll. High five for you high fives, and low five for you low fives. Got something for everybody. This is called This Song, and this was done at Jesse McCabe's house, my old bassist, and it's acoustic. And this is a taste of what's ahead if you come out Thursday, or if you wait around for the next record. So cool. This song, I think it's track 5, what was it?
Oh, we're going to play it live? Should we play? Sure.
I know, what a cop-out. No, why don't we play that, and then maybe I'll think what would be a good song to play next. But since we have this is cool to be playing.
Sounds good.
Now, this song.
Play me back today, from the minute I woke and the hour I lay. I would fail to recognize. So hear this song in every direction that I'm feeling torn. Is broke in the way we behave. I would fail to recognize. So hear this song in every direction that I'm feeling torn. I can't go on standing in silence while they say, get what I say. It's never too. Face it, hours to go, nobody show.
and we're back. I give you Lisa.
I thought you were going to do
it. Oh, yeah, I could do it. Hey, we're back. KBeach.org.
Get your Rick D's voice on.
Sorry.
Oh, you can't do
it. I'm a. You're listening to KCRW, Santa Monica College. KCRU, Oxnard, Ventura. KCRY, Mojave, Antelope Valley. I love it.
That was a little bit of Sean Connery at the end.
I lost him. I don't know how to do it. I've lost it all. Except Sean Connery. All right. That was a weird B-side that was one of the earlier things we recorded. And I had this idea, like, yeah, I want to kind of do, like, this dancey, kind of, like, soul wax self, like, sequence beat meets pop and throw in some Beatles samples. And that was what we came up with, called Rise Above. And it's about a cat. Yes.
It's about a cat?
Not many songs written about cats, but yes. This was about a cat that... I had a dog. I still do. Her name's Nico. Hi, Nico, if you're listening. but she was kind of lonely, and we're like, oh, well, you know, maybe we should get another dog, you know, a buddy. But the apartment was kind of small. We didn't want to do that to another dog. So we're like, all right, we'll get a cat. And, you know, cats and dogs can get along. So we got the cat, and the cat totally hated the dog. Cat was like, fuck off. So, yeah, I kind of wrote the song about that. It was cool. Like we had big expectations, but it was nothing like a big shit cake.
It's cool. You know, that's a big topic in stand-up.
Is
difference
it?
Between cats and dogs.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's a big topic. I'm going to have to listen to that song again. That's cool. That's cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
The rivalry between cats and dogs, huh?
Yeah, dogs are so much better. But, you know, cats are all right, you know. I used to have a cat, Cuddles.
Cats are okay. I don't mind them. I have a pet tarantula right now, so I don't have any real pets.
It's just like with dogs, you know, dogs automatically speak for themselves. Like, you know, they're just personality, you know, screaming personality.
Yeah.
The cat, you don't quite get it, except the owner always has like some weird way to explain, like, my cat's special because it, like, when I'm like thinking about things, it comes up to me and looks at me. And I know it knows how I'm feeling. It's like, yeah, you're a freak. No, I'm just kidding. No, cats are cool. Cats are like, you know, a little more deeper. You know, cats, you can kind of sit around and talk about, like, you know, Pythagorean theorems and weird stuff like that. Dogs are just like, pet me. Give me a treat.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think cats eat their own poop, but dogs do. Because dogs are like that.
Yeah. Turd burglars.
But dogs are more fun. Dogs are more fun. So.
Yeah. It's funny when they lick, you know, the faces of people that come over. They're just like, I love it. Yeah. Wish you were here a half hour ago when they were out in the yard eating some snacks. Yeah, our yard is like a minefield, you know. We don't clean it up after a week. It turns into, like, rock. It turns into a nice treat, actually.
This is probably the first time we've ever talked about dog poop on my show.
We're talking about porn dog poop. We're letting it all fly for you here.
Dog poop part is rocks, is what we're talking about. Yeah.
Right on.
Well, that rocks.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So now for something completely different.
Speaking of dog poop, no, actually, I have not seen
either. That's all that needs to be said.
Hey, I just have to ask you a question because I'm really curious what people think about people like Britney Spears. What do you think of artists like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, NSYNC? What do you think about artists like that?
Who are these people?
You don't know them?
I don't know. Can you sing me a song? What do they sound like?
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what that kind of sounds like?
What?
It sounds like, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? Oops, I did it again. You know, I think about the people that write those songs. Okay, I could probably categorize them. You know, just kind of failed musician, kind of band people. They're overweight. They spend a lot of time eating peanut butter in the middle of the night, and they have this, you know, infatuation with playing songs backwards and realizing that you could, like, take Whitney Houston songs, play them backwards, and write new songs.
But the greatest love of all, Sam, what are you talking about?
If you listen to that backwards, it's Bye 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 by NSYNC. I swear to God, everybody busts out their Whitney vinyl.
Oh, I thought people heard Satan when they played that one back.
You know, it's just, I don't think about it that much, but, you know, I know my mom kind of likes the mainstream pop stuff, you know, people are into the whole American Idol thing, and you know, it's cool. It's big. It's
interchangeable.
Pop-licious.
Is there any
kids like it?
Is there any mainstream pop you like?
you mean like guilty pleasures?
Yeah, we all have them. We all have them.
Man, I don't know.
Pink.
Yeah, Pink. Pink's cool. Pink's cool. I mean, I'm into No Doubt. I like, you know, Foo Fighters. I guess are a safe pick. No, there's cool stuff. I absolutely can't stand Audioslave. It's so depressing because I'm a huge Chris Cornell fan. His solo record was so awesome.
Yeah.
Soundgarden, I mean, unreal. But Audioslave just sounds like he was just all the life was just squeezed out of him, and is, you know, it took forever for that thing to be released. First of all. And you know, the Rage Against the Machine songs, they don't have that much movement. The transitions are just like two chords. And, you know, Chris was probably like, this is so boring. But, yeah. But what do I like? I don't know. I guess that kind of answers your question. What do you like?
What do I like? Poppy?
Like mainstream-ish.
My guilty pleasure that
Ace of Base.
I love. Well, I do have Ace of Base in there. You saw it. Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah, then that's not a guilty pleasure. That's not a guilty pleasure.
Really?
King of Pop.
No, we cover actually Michael Jackson.
What do you cover?
Working Day and Night.
Do you?
It's in with the King of Rock thing.
Oh man, I'd have to hear that. That's great.
You have to come out.
I will definitely come out to a gig.
Yeah.
I try to make it to a gig for everybody on the show.
No, Michael's not a guilty pleasure.
Thriller.
Lenny Kravitz, you know, is definitely cool. I mean, in the latter years, he's been definitely exploding, which is cool. I'm happy for him. But his shows have become greatest hits events, and that's kind of upsetting because he's got a great catalog.
Yeah.
And when I saw him, like, in 93 or something, he did, like, a 12-minute Let Love Rule, came out in the crowd, shook his dreads, and I was like, this guy's larger than life.
You know, we were talking earlier about cubicle rock, the term that you coined.
and PowerPoint Pop.
PowerPoint Pop. That's a good one.
Thank you.
But that song, Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz, that always reminds me of the 9-to-5 kind of grind.
Yeah.
I want to get away.
It's got that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that amazing guitar solo in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, boom! The whole guitar solo. Boom! But definitely. We've got a song called Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
That's all about, you know, the 9-to-5 thing.
The commute? And, or,
you know, it's all kind of based around the commute, but, you know, in essence, your office is kind of like a freeway.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays with the whole, like, you know, fast pace, the email, things are just moving back and forth. I worked for some internet service providers, so it was like the internet freeway. It was just everything was just like fast, 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 deliver.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely I spent a lot of time on the Los Angeles freeway system and have learned to love it, because if you hate it, your life is hell. So you have to love it. So you've convinced yourself that this is kind of cool. I love driving because I could listen to like music in my car and it's great. It's time I could be on the phone, you know, checking in on my family.
That's true.
You know, it is true.
If you make it your own little
But then later you think about it, you're just like, but I'm in the car and I'm kind of pissed off because I'm moving really slow. And this guy just cut me off, and I'm going to stab him in the eye. No, you wouldn't do it, but you think about it.
I hate LA traffic. I work at Jerry's Famous Deli in West Hollywood.
Ew. I'm just kidding. No, Jerry's is cool.
Jerry's
being
is
a Jew,
good.
I can appreciate a super large bowl of matzo ball soup.
Exactly.
With a side of kishka.
Damn Jew.
oh, yes.
Well, I have a stick. And I hate it.
A stick shift.
I have shtick because I'm a comic.
Shtick.
But a stick. A stick shift.
I got a stick.
In LA traffic stinks. So do you have an automatic?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how to drive.
You don't know how to drive?
Manual.
You don't?
I can drive.
I can take you out into the parking lot and show you.
Yeah. I tried to do that before. It sounded like this. The car died. I was just like, all right. Probably wasn't cut out for this. But props to my man, Johnny Momo, who was just on the exchange board.
Is he still on?
I think he went to bed, but his clone might still be on.
But we have a new one. We have a new person on
there. We do have a new person. John Reedy, welcome aboard.
And Zany Zane.
Welcome to the chat. It's cool. We're here hanging out, but big shout out to Johnny Momo, who just got a new motorcycle. And it's motorcycles are crazy. They're manual. You got a clutch. And more power to you if you're into that.
I couldn't do a bike in L.A. Not
mountain bike.
No, I couldn't take a motorcycle out in the freeways in this town. There's just absolutely no way.
It would be kind of fun, you know. I'm sometimes jealous. They're cutting through and stuff. But occasionally I'll open my door and...
Yeah, have a fresh lawsuit on your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so. I see you touching that CD over there. Are you itching for a little best of 2003?
Sure, why not? I have number one queued up.
Oh yes, Tim. Say yes. Mm-hmm. This is Tim Burgess, however you want to say it. Singer from Charlatans, UK. Produced by one of my favorite artists, Linus of Hollywood.
And why is this the first track on your best of 2003?
It's just like, hey, welcome to the party. Best of 2003. It's kind of, it's got that Saturday Night Fever kind of dance. He sings in this falsetto Lenny Kravitz voice, and I really dig it. Great production, Linus of Hollywood, who hopefully one day I can get to produce one of my records. But he's working with a friend, Willie Wisely, on his new album, and he's masterful.
Awesome.
But yeah, Tim Burgess, this is one of my top 10 records of 2003.
Is this poppy, danceable song?
This is Say Yes. Yeah, I think you're going to have to dance on this.
I'm going to have to dance.
This is dancing, folks.
Everybody check the webcam.
Mike has to dance. Here we go. I'm going to dance, too.
All right. It's dance time. Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes to what?
To everything.
To everything?
Let yes into your life.
Yes. That's a band too, isn't it?
Yes. I don't know.
Yes?
Yes, they did.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
what did they do?
Say yes.
No, yes.
Yes, the Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
That song that they always play on classic rock radio.
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Not that one that they... I've seen all good people change satisfied. Yeah. Or Roundabout is a great one.
Roundabout.
Yes, I mean, yes, for a technical. Yes, is a big technical band, you know.
Please, they're aggressive.
They're one of those bands that if you go see live, it's all guys. Uh-huh. There's no girls at a Yes show.
That's not good.
It's like Rush.
Getting a little gay in here.
Dream
gay,
Theater.
I'm happy.
You know, those are all guy shows.
Yeah. I've never been to a Yes show. I was outside of a Pink Floyd show once.
Mm-hmm.
Got to catch some of the laser beams in the air.
Cool.
I was jealous. Wish I was inside.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good show.
I almost stood outside for a Paul McCartney show at the House of Blues, but I decided not to.
I stood inside for one of those. It's a birthday gift. It was awesome.
When what year was that?
Just this last tour.
Mm,
yeah,
nice.
The Driving Rain tour. It was awesome.
Nice.
It was really good. Paul still rocks. I mean, for 3 hours, the guy could sing.
He just had a new baby.
Sing, sing,
sing. Isn't he in his like 60s now?
He's I think so.
Baby, yeah.
Well, he's kind of
a baby. Yeah. He's rocking in more ways than one. Is the point.
Paul's so cool. Say what you will. Paul's a man.
Oh yeah, he did that song with Michael Jackson.
There's a tie-in.
I always feel like someone's watching me. Oh, no, no,
no.
That was Rockwell.
It was Say... I think it was Say Yes.
No, it was Hi, Hey, Hey, Hey.
Oh, Say, Say, Say. Say, Say,
Say. Hey, Hey, Hey. I'm Say With Michael. No, it was Say, Say, Say. And they were like the mimes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good time.
That was before Michael was all pervy.
And Michael stole all Paul's money.
That was when Hayride videos were cool. What you doing, Paul?
Not much, Michael. Let's take a hayride.
Cool. Touch me.
Hayride used to be cool back in the 80s. So you guys have a gig coming up, or some more gigs you wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah, we took a little time, but we're going to get busy again. We're going to be playing locally, but also trying to get outside LA, because that's, those shows are really cool. We just had a great time in Ventura. We're going to be going up to Nickleby's out in Ventura. Big shout out to our Venturites. We have fun, like in little towns like Moore Park, and we played down in Long Beach. We did Di Piazza's, which was fun.
Yeah.
But even further out, like we're looking to hit Santa Barbara, go back to St. George, Utah. There's a cool place out there. Vegas was a blast. We played at the Rio there, which was super cool. Looking to go up to San Francisco. We've got coming up some Chicago dates that I think we're about to solidify. We played a festival out here called the International Pop Overthrow. And
cool.
It's cool, yeah. It actually was the first time I came out to L.A. Well, the second time. First time I was like 11, and I went to Disneyland with the family. But
What does that mean, though, the International?
International Pop Overthrow is basically this guy, David Bash, put on this fest for bands that had this kind of upbeat, Beatles-influenced, big star, mm-hmm. Cheap Trick kind of vibe. He would bring bands from all across the U.S. and outside of the country, but mostly L.A. bands. And he's been doing it since, I think, like, 98, 97, 98. And I would come out and see bands like the Tories and Cars Flowers and Amateur Lovers. And we just played it. Was that this year? It was July. Yeah, it was awesome. And we did it at the Joint, and I made a lot of good friends, and played with some cool bands, and we were invited to play the Chicago one. So that's going to be super cool, because that's the hometown, and going to have the friends and family out.
Cool.
So when we're in town, we're going to try to do another show, maybe at the Double Door, something cool like that. I don't know right now, but I'm very excited. We're going to...
Awesome.
We just found out that our CDs were picked up by Transworld, which is a big... music chain owner.
Right.
They own FYE and Coconuts and Record Town, FYE and Record Town and FYE. Whoa, that was weird. They just bought Warehouse Music. Warehouse was in trouble, so they picked them up.
Oh yeah,
and they're trying to change stuff up. Some stores closed, they're going to be putting our CDs in stores in LA and in Chicago.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we just found out. We're really excited.
That's
so
cool.
we gotta support it. And right now, I think our CDs are still in, like, Aaron's Music, Aaron's Records, Amoeba Music.
Virgins.
The Virgins.
The Virgins.
Virgin Suicides.
Burbank.
Tower? Are we in Tower?
No. Not yet? I don't think so.
I wish so. Tower people, if you're listening.
Bring the feather guy.
Should I play a number?
Play something.
Should I play a little something? Freeway. Ooh, 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 ooh. poppy one for you.
Thank you.
Up on the groove, I'm soaking the fumes. Sing me a tune, it went. Biding my time as I search for a sign. I'm losing my mind on the freeway. Now AM, you open the door. I down a drink you bought at the store. Settle in your cubicle hill. I don't wanna stay, so I will live for the day. Wasted away, I stare into space. Climbing the vine, I see how they whine. They're losing their minds on that stinking freeway. Counting down the week by the hour. I'm waking late, no time for a shower. Begging for a Friday to come or a holiday. Heading for a bridge, give me back today. I can turn around my pain. Living games we play, all the love begins to fade. Yeah, yeah. Still it's all the same, driving down this path again. Gone.
Bye-bye.
So that's how we live. We're corporate gimps. Well, I'm growing limp. Ooh. What's left to do but stand here confused and take the abuse on the 405, 101, 10 stupid freeway. Go! On the freeway. Yes, the freeway. Hey.
Back to you. I got my lighter out.
Yeah. Is that for the free bird? The freeway.
That definitely is going on the Best of Lisa's Anna show. Oh, I like
thank
that
you.
One.
Thank you very much.
This is my life.
That's my shout out to the road. What's up, road?
What's up? You.
Kiss my smog.
I was commenting to you earlier about how aggressive you are with your guitar.
Oh yeah.
Very aggressive. That thing takes so much abuse from you.
When I come home after a day of work, I kick it. What's up, guitar? That's right.
I'm going to report you to Guitar Beaters Anonymous.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a percussive instrument, definitely. I get so excited when I play.
You do?
Oh yeah.
What
it's crazy.
What are you thinking about?
Making sweet love to my guitar. You know, I don't know, but when I pick up a guitar, I don't even have to be playing, but automatically my body heat just picks up.
Mm-hmm.
And I start to kind of sweat a little bit. It's just like, wow. Hello, guitar.
It's endorphins.
It is. My first few years of playing guitar, I used to drool. It's so weird. I would just like, start playing something. And all of a sudden, I'd look on the side, and there would just be like this, drool running down. So, I was like, oh, I need to work on that before I play shows.
That's something for everyone to watch Thursday night. See if Sam drools.
Watch for drool. I mean, you'll definitely get, a little bit of the spit, the rock spit. You know the rock spit when the lights
rock
are shining
spit.
And you the uh-huh. F. And the P with the P, and it just comes out.
Well, that's
an honor to get rock spat.
That is a good thing because, I mean, when you're like, on the cover of Rolling Stone, people will have little vials of your rock spit and be able to sell it on eBay. So,
you know somebody at Rolling Stone?
No, but I'm saying, since you're going to be a huge star you're on my show.
Well, first the cover of Hustler, and then we'll work to.
You're
going to
be on the cover?
First things first.
Inside of Hustler, then the outside of Hustler, yeah. And then we'll move forward.
Exactly. But I'm glad you're thinking big.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem thinking big for some reason. I don't know why. I like to keep it real.
Well, I heard MTV was filming you.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. You know, we had a friend of a friend was introduced, and he happened to work for MTV, and he really dug it. You know, he was vibing on the whole super drag kind of vibe, and he was into it, and yeah, it was cool. We actually shot some footage for a what was the special called? It was like we heard it first. You heard it first.
You heard it first.
Yeah, they run these things on new artists. And their LA office was all like into it, and I guess we're waiting for New York to say, okay, we're ready for the Feather Gun special. But yeah, who knows? It was just cool, and you know, he threw our music in like a piece or two on MTV, and just kind of sneaking it in. The seeds have been planted, people. You just don't know it. You hear a song, you'd be like, oh, I know this song. Where do I know it from? Exactly.
Can you tell me why your band's called Feather Gun?
So a very good question. You know, I've come up with so many like funny kind of BS answers, but I'm going to be completely honest because this is the Honest Lisa show.
Yes.
And you've made an honest Sam out of me. It really, it was like the first night when we moved out to LA. I moved out with buddy Angelo and my buddy Jesse, and just kind of sat around the bar, kind of, you know, feeling the vibe of Hollywood and thinking about, well, you know, starting a band, what would be a great name for a band? What would be the best band name? And you know, after like, you know, a couple hours of just drinking and coming up with some of the worst names I've ever heard, you know, like Sockter Deuce. I was kind of into that one, but nobody liked it. Somebody said like, you know, like Feather Goober, and then, you know, somebody, maybe I said like, you know, Booby Gun. So I was like, yeah, let's put the two together. Our name's Booby Goober. No, and Feather Gun just kind of came about. It was just like, you know, like a ton of bricks. Like, yeah. It was like the part in Boogie Nights. Like, I see it, like, up in lights, and it's just so powerful, and it explodes. But, yeah, it was just a cool name. It's just two very, you know, different kinds of elements. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made sense in terms of the dichotomy that goes on in our lives, especially like musically. You know, I'm like this poppy guy with like the sugar coating, and then, you know, I've got this edge like where I want to play everything in like drop D, like Soundgarden. So the you know, the Feather and the Gun go nicely together. I think it's a cool combo. And you know, bands like Cheap Trick that had the rock, the riff rock, but they also knew how to get the harmonies, the melodies, the hooks in there. That's kind of what we're about. So the name
you have a song called Feather Gun, right?
Yes.
What's that one about?
That one is about. Oh, I wrote it. It's a touchy subject. I wrote it about the passing of my dad, I dedicated. You know, basically, the record to him because he heard the first four demos and he was really, really into it, and it just blew me away that he was that into it. Like he called me up like singing No Memory, and he was just like falling on the floor, like totally changed the song around. But it was just like, wow, you know, he really liked it. So yeah, that song was kind of just about, you know, how I envisioned, like, his soul just kind of, like, rising up to the heavens. And, you know, the one line, I can't remember the lyrics.
Well, that's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I always forget my lyrics on stage. That's why people need to come up to the shows and sing along, because it helps me out. I've got early Frank Sinatra disease.
I was just going to say that. You're going to
get somebody with cue cards. But yeah,
that's beautiful.
Wings rise up into a feather gun, was the line. And, yeah, that's basically, I thought it was fitting as a title track. And, it was definitely, that's more of the emo, if you want to call it that, track on the record. But yeah, that one's special to me.
Is that what emo stands for?
Oh, you never knew.
No.
Yeah. Now there's screamo.
It's
the newest.
I just think of Emo Phillips. He's a comedian. So
I put my back on
Mr. Butterfingers. Yeah.
Emo's great. So,
well, that's beautiful.
Emo's emo.
And if people want to listen to that song, can they hear it on cdbaby.com?
I don't know. They might be able to hear a clip of it, but just go to our website, feathergun.com. Go to listen. Right now it's the listen in on the radio thing, but you can link through on feathergun.com. Tomorrow it'll be back to normal, and yeah, click listen and stream away. I wish I could have done it sooner, but I was just too lazy to figure out how to do it. But yeah, I definitely think sharing is caring. I'm a Care Bear.
The pink one.
I'm an intensive Care Bear.
Which Care Bear would you be, Trevor? Or Trevor, I'm so sorry. I had a flashback to my previous
guest.
I'm so sorry. Don't think.
That's cool.
I feel guilty. Sex with someone and I said the wrong name.
Oh, hey. Yes, you can.
So, Sam, no.
Call me Trevor all you want. I'm
which Care Bear would you be if you were a Care Bear?
Intensive
Care Bear.
Share Bear.
Share Bear.
Yeah, I you know, right now music's going through a weird kind of transition because music's free now. Mm-hmm. It's a new thing, and no matter what the record companies try to do, and they could enhance the shit out of CDs, free music is better than music at any price. And it's hard for me to say that as an artist, but it's true. As a consumer, if something's free, it's better, naturally. So we're all changing the way we kind of look at things. And right now, well, the music's free. We got to put it out there and people got to hear it. And hopefully, as you're inundated with a lot of new music, you'll sort through the stuff that you don't like and latch on to the stuff you do like. And go see the bands. Go see them perform and see what they're really all about. And if you really dig it, you know, buy the CD. When you're there, by all means, it sounds much better. It's more of a personal thing when you have the CD. But, you know, if not, buy a t-shirt. Pick up a sticker. Stick it on your notebook.
Support your local LA artists.
Yeah, you can't download live shows. I mean, there's every show is different for us, and we just have a fun time. And it's like the Honest Lisa show. It's just... Mm-hmm. It just happens, and
yes,
it's spontaneous, and that's what makes it cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely go see live music. That's what it's all about. Cool. It's the moral of the story.
Cool. Well, we're almost out of time. So, is there any deep, dark secrets that you have to reveal? Not that you have to, but is there anything that you feel the need to confess? You can think of me as a priest.
I'm not wearing underwear.
Scandalous.
Doing the nut. You know, gonna do the not underwear, Honest Lisa gig tonight.
I don't mind you not wearing underwear. You can not wear underwear. I don't care.
Right on. Well, not wearing underwear.
You can free ball it.
I want to play a song by a friend's band, if I can, out of New York. He helped me out. He did the artwork for the Music to Watch too. Terrifically talented artist, and just found out he's a terrifically talented singer and songwriter. His name's Matt Jeans, and the band is called Born Raised, and we hope to play shows with them when we head out to New York, hopefully soon, to hook up with our boys Copperpot and Hotsaki and Born and Raised. I'd like to play, this is my favorite track, it's a demo. Demo's called Sorry for Your Loss. It is track on this, 22. And the song is called Promises, and yeah, it's awesome. And I want to give a shout out to Matt, Born and Raised. Rock on, check it out.
And then after we play that, we're gonna play Show Your Thong, your song.
Saw Your Thong.
Saw Your Thong.
But yeah, Show Your Thong too is what you should do while you're listening to it.
Only on days that end in Y.
Yeah, people, it's fun. You know, people throw their thongs on stage when we play that. Sometimes.
I saw that picture. I forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah, yeah,
that's crazy.
That was a dirty one.
Don't they have to remove their pants when they do that?
You know, if you're wearing a skirt, it helps. It's easier.
Oh, so they wear
skirts. Their shows people wear short skirts.
It's cute.
Okay.
And tube tops.
Born Raised.
Well, thank you for joining me tonight because we're going to have to end.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And, no problem.
I'll come back and bother you sometime if that's cool.
Cool. Anytime.
Boom.
Joining me tonight, Lisa's On a Show airs Monday and Wednesday from 10 to midnight. See ya! Hey, yeah.